I'm so confused. Who can I talk to? I have a question. It's kind of personal. No, it's TMI.
Ask Naomi.
Ask Naomi.
Ask Naomi.
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 Hello and welcome. We know that the other 99 were podcasts, but since this is my 100th, I wanted to do something a little special. So I'm doing a YouTube video and finally showing you all my face. And I will get to that later, why I'm doing that. So anyway, let's just get right into this. Laura from Seattle asks, if you are just starting to date, what is the one piece of advice you should be given? My advice is, don't have the one that got away. Never let anyone get away. Now here's my story. Back when I was in college, I used to go to the river just to get away, to clear my head. It was so beautiful there, and it was calm. My roommate wasn't with me like she was in my room. So I would go there to relax. There was this one day when I saw this guy. He was drawing the river. And I was curious, so I kind of peeked over and saw what he was doing. And his drawing was magnificent. Like, you could see it in our gallery, I'm sure. This guy was just the type of skill that he had. I couldn't help but to say something to him. Now, what I said, though, was a little bit shocking to me. Not something I would normally do. But I just said, hey, how would you feel about drawing me? And he looked over. And there was just this look in his eye. Like, his pupils dilated. And I swear he was attracted to me, like, right away. And he gave me this crooked smile and said, I would love to. I had a roommate who lived in my room, and he lived in an apartment with a couple other guys. So we decided that it would have to be somewhere else where he would draw me. Now, I kind of got the impression that, well, when I asked, I was thinking it might get a little risque. I guess I kind of wanted adventure. And there's something about artists. I've always had a thing for them. I think he was thinking the same thing. So he wanted me to meet him at his work at night because he has the keys to it. And this was when I was living in Dallas. And it was this warehouse where he unloads trucks. So we were there late at night. This big open space. And he brought a camera with him. And I was wondering what that was for. And he explained that he liked to take pictures. That way, you know, I wouldn't have to sit still for a really long time while he tried to draw me for hours or whatever. And that was a good idea. Because I didn't really want to do that once I thought about it. So I wasn't quite sure what to do. It was a little awkward, you know, just posing for a camera, trying to look, make it artistic. And he had an idea that I should do something with my body and my expression to try to make a statement or to tell a story in some way. And I'm not that creative, so I couldn't really think of a way to do that. So I remember just kind of widening my stance and putting my hands on my hips and pretending like I was screaming. And I thought that might be artistic. He's like, well, I was thinking maybe something more romantic, because that's something that everybody can look at a picture if it's something romantic, and they can tell that there's romance, something provocative, seductive, he said. Oh, and I loved listening to him talk and say those words. He had this sexy Spanish accent. I could listen to him all day. So I tried to give sexier little smirks and seductive gazes. He was like, well, okay, if this is not too uncomfortable for you, what if you disrobe? And I remember him saying disrobing, and I was like, oh, who says that? But it was a nice, you know, formal way to say it. And probably it was done to make me feel more comfortable. I took off my clothes. And I had planned that, you know, things might get a little... I was thinking I might be taking off my clothes while he was drawing me. So I had shaved and I had on a super sexy lacy bra and underwear. So I tried posing in that. He said, you know what? You should seem more open and vulnerable. And how about if you take off the bra? So I take off the bra. And again, this isn't a warehouse. It's open and drafty and so cold. And so my little nipples were just hard as rocks. And I remember just trying to cover up my tits. And so I had my arms crossed over my chest. So I try to play it off as me trying to be a little bit coy or a little bit vulnerable too. And so I tried to turn a little bit and throw my head over my shoulder. And I was just trying to kind of look pouty. And I was looking at the camera, trying to look a little bit seductive. I was trying different things. And he told me, hey, why don't you try dropping your arms and just relax? Stop changing your pose every second and just look at the camera. Be vulnerable. Be open. So I did that. And he got some good pictures of me like that. On just being exactly what I felt. But it wasn't enough. And I'm not a natural model. I don't know how to model at all. In order to make it look more natural and to, like, tell a story, he set up the tripod that he had brought. And he put on the automatic timer. He came over and he took off his clothes too. He asked ahead of time if that was all right. He's a gentleman. He wasn't just going to expose himself to me or anything. So he comes over. He's wearing his underwear, though. He wasn't totally exposing himself. But you know what I'm saying. So he comes over and he cups my face with his hands. Oh, it just felt so romantic. His hair was kind of longish. So he had some hair in his eyes. And I remember taking it and moving the hair out of the way. And we were just looking at each other. I think it looked very loving, the way that we were looking at each other. Like, we looked like lovers do. And then we started kissing. And now the thing is there was chemistry between us. I mean, even when we were at the river, there was something there. And there was something there when he was touching my face and we were touching each other's bodies. But when our lips met, it was like poetry. It was the most beautiful thing. There could be sonnets written about it. There could be, I can't even explain it. It was like there was this big, bright light. And there were angels playing trumpets or harps or whatever it is that they play. It was everything wonderful all at once. It was the Big Bang. It was a symphony. It was chocolate. It was everything in that one moment, our lips meeting. It was beautiful. It was the most intense electricity. It was, there aren't enough words in the English language to even describe what it felt like. And I felt in that moment, this is it. This is the guy. He's the one. So after we were done with the photo shoot, he had his computer with him. He put the memory card into the computer. And we were looking through the pictures. I told him we had to go with one of us kissing. We had to. And he said he thought the same. And so, yeah, I had explained why. And I did tell him about that kiss and everything that I felt. Because why not lay it all on the table, right? He told me he felt it too. I started kissing him. I just like basically jumped on him and started kissing him. He kissed me. Our tongues collided. It's really beautiful. Now here's the thing. What we felt was so strong. And remember, we'd only known each other a day, and the whole day was just so surreal as it was. I could say we made love, but I wouldn't even call it that. Like, the way we were feeling, I just wanted to become one with him, and I had this urge, this need for our bodies to connect, to just smash together. We fucked. We just fucked. That's the only word for it. It was fucking, and it was, oh, intense. It was so intense. There are so many different positions too. And the way that our bodies form different shapes. We are both quite flexible. And it was like beautiful ballet. And each position a poem of itself. It was beautiful. And its own symphony too. Skin slapping against skin, his dick splashing into my wet pussy. The sound of us kissing, our grunts, our groans. It was just beautiful. That's the only way to even describe it. There's no other word. I just keep saying it. It was beautiful. Afterwards, I was cuddling with him in this cold warehouse. So it was so cold on that cold concrete floor. Oh my lord. But we were keeping each other warm with our body heat. I wanted to know more about him. And he told me about how he's learning different languages. I thought that was so cool. I only know English, but I've wanted to learn other languages too, like German and other languages, French. I know some French. I just thought it was neat. You know, this guy, there's so much to him. He draws and he is learning these different languages. Oh, his accent. And oh, there's just something just so romantic about it all. Just that whole day, that surreal day. He was telling me about the video games that he plays. And my favorite was his favorite too. So that was something that we bonded over. And after we talked for a bit, we got right back to fucking. We could not keep our arms off of each other. It reminded me of that episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer when Riley and Buffy are just in the bedroom sleeping together for days and they couldn't stop fucking. It was like that. It felt like we fucked for days. We couldn't keep our arms off of each other. Oh, I never felt that feeling with anyone else. This intense lust, this feeling of finding my soulmate, of just needing to be as close to them as possible, of wanting to devour them. I think we must have fucked, I want to say like 20 times, so many times. And one thing that I remembered was how, I don't even know how many times we'd already fucked, but I remember him getting between my legs and just staring at my pussy. And of course, by that point, it looked a little different. He had reshaped it and made his own art out of my pussy. And he was staring at it and just telling me how beautiful it was and telling me that this is what he really wants to draw. And he wants to make a gigantic painting of my pussy and what he did to it, the art that he created. And I just thought that was the most romantic thing at the time. I loved that. And he must have stared at my pussy for like an hour. It felt like it was an hour. He traced my labia with his fingers. Put his fingers in. Just reshaping it a bit more. And then he started to draw it. And it was gorgeous when it was complete. And he made me love my pussy. He made me see it as this object of beauty. He made me see it through the lens of an artist. He told me he wanted to smell it, to taste it. He wanted to become fully acquainted with it. And he needed to know its taste. He needed to know everything about it. And he said my pussy itself could tell him a story. I never heard anything like that. This guy, where did he come from? Oh. Again, we were in this cold warehouse, but it felt like I was on a bed of roses. He made me feel so beautiful and comfortable and sexy, and it was the most romantic night of my life. But again, it felt like days. It really did. And the way that he ate my cunt. They started slow, and he was really trying to savor it. Then he got a little bit faster, but it was just the way that he did it, no matter how fast or slow or whatever he did to it. He did it in this way where he was admiring it too and appreciating it and trying to take it all in. And the way that he started using his whole mouth too, to just feel it all. He was using his whole face, and the way that he was just sucking on my clit and just taking in my mound and just taking in everything. It was incredible, and I never had it feel that good ever. He was doing it with love. He was doing it the way someone does who can fully appreciate everything around them and every raindrop, you know, being able to see a raindrop and being able to see so much in that one raindrop like artists can. He just experienced life so differently than I did. And I got to experience it myself through him in those moments. The way he was experiencing my pussy, and it made me just appreciate it and look at it so differently. And look at everything so differently. And when his hands were on my body, it was like being engulfed in flames. Not getting burned, not like that, but just like the heat, the fire. He had me captivated by just the fire inside of him. Again, it was like I was on that bed of roses, and the heat just surged through my body, and I didn't know him, but I felt love. It just felt like love. It felt like so many things. The way his fingers searched my body, like he wanted to memorize it, memorized every curve, and just build a map of the topography in his brain. And then there was the way he kissed. The way his lips felt against mine. Different again from anyone else. I already explained what I felt, but I could feel what he was feeling in the same way that I could when he was appreciating my pussy and my body. It was that he was really taking in the moment. I mean, this guy seemed like he took nothing for granted, and he appreciated everything in life. And knew that tomorrow might never come. So he took in everything. And he took in my lips. He traced my mouth with his tongue. Oh, and our tongues, it was like they danced together. This man. That was the last day I ever saw him. I was with him for one day of my life. And you think about it, that's one out of 365 days in 1 year. You multiply all those days by all of those years that have gone by. And I can't stop thinking about him. I cannot stop remembering what I felt. I don't know why we didn't even exchange numbers. I don't know what I was thinking. And I remember telling this to people, and they would say, oh, that's so romantic. You know, you got this one night stand. You know, people will call it a one night stand and just talk about how, you know, you never have to see each other, no strings attached. But the thing is it was way more than a one night stand. And that experience changed my entire outlook on life. It changed me. And it made me stop and appreciate everything. The sound of a bird outside. You know, if you're just quiet in your house and close your eyes, you can hear things that are outside. And it's just separating everything from all those other sounds, just listening to one thing at a time. There's so much to hear and there's so much to take in. And we're missing out on so much that's going on. But we have to find the one thing that's the most important in the moment and give it all of our attention and all of our focus. And we have to see the beauty in that fleeting moment. And that one day was a fleeting moment. One out of thousands of days. It's its own vignette. It's its own piece of art in the gallery of my mind. And it's the most beautiful piece of art. I sit down on the bench in my mind across from that painting. And I stare at it and I study all the details. And I can sit on that bench for hours just gazing. But it's never enough. I want to touch that painting. I want to become one with it. I want to relive it. The way I see life now, seeing him again, getting to just touch his skin, I know it would feel completely different now than it did then, but it would be better because I can appreciate every single thing now. His skin, I'd probably be able to feel all the texture of it. I'd be in the moment. Possibly there'd be goosebumps. And the kiss, I'd get way more out of the kiss. It would say so much more than what our last kisses said. There'd be a longer story. I wouldn't just feel the light and see the angels and have it be like poetry and chocolate and a symphony. No, I would take in the feeling of his lips. I would feel his lips against mine. I would feel the amount of pressure against my lips. It's just taking in all of these things and being in the moment. And that's what I've learned, to be in the moment. So I'm showing my face. Because Michael, I want you to watch this. I hope that somehow you found it, that people shared it. And I hope that you remember me. And that you'll get in touch with me. Because you're the one that got away. And it still feels like you're my soulmate. I think about poets, and I think about beautiful poems that they've written, and what they were thinking about when they wrote them, especially really ones that describe the most immense beauty and feelings of love. Now, I'm not a poet, but since meeting you, I can think more like a poet, and I get what they experienced. I just can't put it into the same words that they can. But this, what we have, it's a fairy tale. And it's a beautiful poem. It's meant to be. This is our happily ever after. So contact me. Please.